Okay, item number 7, a briefing, Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo Review. Mr. Ernie Gamage, the man who set a new record. Ernie, you were hot the other day up there at the expo.
Well, it wasn't hot. It was a good thing.
Oh, it was perfect.
My name is Ernie Gamage. I'm Branch Chief Urban Outdoor Programs and Director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo, and I'm here to present to you some information about this past 16th annual expo. We had a great time kicking off Friday night with the Conservation Hall of Fame banquet and celebration for the second year held out at the Lost Pines Hyatt Regency Resort and Spa. And those initial inductees were Perry R. Bass, noted conservationist, and the Texas Bighorn Society, attended by the governor and 620 other visitors. It was a great success. Saturday morning kicked off. It was like nighttime. It was a little cloudy. But our visitors were ready and raring to go, and when I say raring, I mean raring. It's always fun to get that first shot of the kids and the parents as they come in the front door. We did set a record at this expo. We had the largest single day we've ever had, and the great thing about that on Saturday was that it didn't feel like it. Typically, the last 3 years, our Sundays have been the largest day, but this year, it was in fact Saturday. We had 42,000 folks and some change. Last year we had about 35,000, so we have more folks at Expo this year. I want to focus your attention on that bottom box. We park 85% of our visitors in the hayfield out here. It's absolutely critical to this event because it's close, it's convenient, we don't own it. And at some point down the road, that could be a problem for us. We bus in about 13%, which was actually up from 11% last year, of our visitors, and 2% come on outreach buses. And let's look at that for a second. We had 14 different groups. These are the ones that we have identified. We have many, many more that just come and park in the hayfield. But these are ones that we treat with special care because they come from greater distances. They typically bring a lunch. We offload them and their kids. They go back and eat lunch after they can enjoy the expo. They all come on a Saturday, and you can see where they are from there for a total of almost 700 youth and their chaperones. So it's a great day for getting folks from around the state from as far away as Laredo. These numbers have not changed over the years. About half the folks, half the bodies that come to Expo are kids, 17 or below, and the other half are adults. And within a couple of percentage points, that's the way it's been. As you can see, we are skewed, if you look at the Texas figures down there, skewed quite heavily toward youth. Less than 30% of the state of Texas is kids below 17. They come to find out what's going on in the outdoors, what they can do. About half, from previous surveys, we can tell you that about half the folks that come to Expo, we would consider to be our constituents. They hunt, they fish, they camp, they enjoy the outdoors. The rest do not, and yet they still come. And we think that's a great mix, 50-50, because it gives us a chance to interface with our constituents and also meet and greet those folks who do not recreate and hopefully introduce them to the outdoors. We do that through all kinds of skill opportunities, whether it's archery, my favorite picture for the year, angling, kayaking in the wet zone out here, and lots of information about our state parks and camping and outdoor skills. We also have almost 200 exhibitors who let our constituents know what sort of gear they need if they are going to recreate in the outdoors. We also have a number of nonprofits, from Boy Scouts to Ducks Unlimited, who come out to the expo and are present here to talk about their organizations. Of course, half the folks that come out here are kids, and so we spend a lot of time introducing them to outdoor skills in the hope that they will acquire these skills at some point in their life and continue to do them lifelong. But we also do that. That was a father and son combo there for adults who have never done anything in the outdoors. And here this fellow is trying an air gun for the first time, and hopefully in a few years he'll be hunting and will buy a license. We tackle more complex problems at Expo. This has to do with water and the many and varying demands on our water resources. And it's important that these kids and their parents understand what the issues are related to water. Also gives us a chance to talk about fish and game laws, which some people are not even aware that we have, by the way. I want to talk to you quickly about two programs that we're proud of. This is a recycling program. We want to walk the walk at Expo. And in association with Keep Austin Beautiful, who took the lead on this, we have some lovely recycling rangers there who were dumpster diving all day long, pulling out bottles and so forth. We collected 940 pounds of plastic bottles at Expo this year, and somebody had a great idea. You know, a lot of vendors and Parks and Wildlife, we bring stuff in cardboard out of the ground, and we decided to recycle cardboard for the first time. Had 1,220 pounds of cardboard recycled, so we were really happy about that. Best effort we've had to date in this regard. A program we're particularly proud of is the Accessible Services Program. This provides information, assistance, and all other kinds of things to people with a variety of disabilities so that they can not only navigate and enjoy Expo, but also learn that just because they have a disability, they are not cut off from recreating in the outdoors. Here's a woman checking out our Braille map, and we were happy to report that there were no errors in our Braille work this year. Who came to Expo? This is based on 80% of the surveys that were collected by a team of students and professors from the University of North Texas who actually did our survey this year. As you can see, 68% of our visitors were Anglo, 19% were Hispanic, 8% were African American, and 5% were other. If you look down at the very bottom, you can see that we still have a way to go to look like Texas. 32% of Texans are Hispanic, for example, and 11% are African American. These figures are within 2 or 3 percentage points from last year, and we don't know what they'll be exactly at the end of the day when 100% of the surveys are counted. This has not changed particularly. About 60% of our visitors tend to be male adult visitors, and 40% tend to be female. If you look at 2005, that year I think was an aberration. That was Katrina Rita. And for some reason we had many more women that came to Expo that year. I have no idea why it is, but that is not the way it usually is. It's usually about 60-40. First-time visitors, again, we think this is great. Half the people that come have never been to Expo before. The others are returning. Most of them have been here 3, 4, 5 years running. Once they come, they like it. Of course, we have to wonder about those that do not return, because each year we don't get that much larger, and we have brand-new visitors. But we're happy about that because it gives us a chance to really promote who we are and what we do to these first-timers. We asked visitors this year to identify themselves. Do you consider where you live to be in rural Texas or in urban Texas? And these numbers should not surprise anybody. We are an urban state, regardless of what our history is. About 85% of Texans live in 8 metropolitan centers. So, and we are in a metropolitan center here, but I think it's interesting that we continue to reach urbanized, which is, from an outreach standpoint, one of our mandates. Saturday night at the barbecue, we were presented with a plaque from Weatherby Foundation International. These folks have been a sponsor since 2000, I believe, and have really gotten on the Expo bandwagon and now promote Expos around the nation. There are 18 other states, in addition to Texas, who do Expos. We like to think of them as the Alabama Texas Wildlife Expo and the Wyoming Texas Wildlife Expo. I don't know how they do that. I want to read what this plaque says. For its leadership in the nationwide establishment and promotion of outdoor Expos, thereby introducing and educating families and youth about the joys of America's great outdoors and the role of hunting and fishing in its conservation. This event is recognized as, if not the leader, one of the leaders in the nation for this kind of event. And we can all be proud of that. This is a big undertaking for Texas Parks and Wildlife. This is an aerial shot taken by Earl Nottingham. As you can see, we're all over the place. It's an expensive undertaking in terms of time, staff time, and money. It costs us a great deal. But it gives us a chance to bring the Texas public into our home, if you will, which is our headquarters, tell them who we are, what we do, and most importantly, why it's important that we do what we do. At the end of the day, however, there's one thing that we can all take home from Expo, and that's that look on that boy's face when he makes that connection with something in the outdoors that may spur him to become an outdoorsman and finally a conservationist. Thank you for your support, and thanks to all the folks at Texas Parks and Wildlife who work and actually do all the work at the Wildlife Expo. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Ernie, your enthusiasm is wonderful. It was, I was there Saturday, and Lydia and others, it was just great, and Pete Flores was out there. I mean, everybody's out there, and the interaction between the staff, the Texas Parks and Wildlife, and the public is just, you really see it there. You really see the connection. And I know we talk about it every year. I wish we could figure out how to get this to all of eight of those areas you were talking about, 65% of the population. But right now we're doing what we're doing. You're doing a great job. Thank you.